The beautiful game has become the latest playing field between Israelis and Palestinians, a world sport turned into a regional conflict. The Palestinians want Israel suspended from FIFA, and they want a vote at the FIFA Congress.
We are not interfering in the business of the Israeli Football Federation. This proposal is due to the acts and failures of the Israeli Football Federation with regards to their obligations toward FIFA rules and regulations.
The Palestinian Football Association objects to Israeli teams in the West Bank. They also say Israel restricts movements of Palestinian footballers. The Israel Football Association says that's a question of security, which it has no control over. Association President Ofer Eini says football can bring these two sides together instead of forcing them apart. Overseeing this political sport, FIFA President Sepp Blatter, who says the world's most popular sport could be a bridge for peace. In a visit to the region, Blatter met with both sides, football associations and political leaders, to find a solution. He suggested a match between the national teams in Zurich.
Football has the power to connect people. Football has the power to construct bridges. And I'm coming here to try to construct bridges.
Blatter opposes the vote that would be at the next FIFA Congress scheduled for the end of the month, but he says it's within the Palestinian Association's right to call for it. He says Israel follows all the FIFA rules, and he doesn't want to see a national team removed. The vote would require 75% of FIFA's 209 member associations to suspend Israel. When Blatter was asked what he thought the outcome of the vote would be, he said, "I'm not a prophet."